வந்தேகம்
The following is an arrival address given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 11th of July, 1975, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Thank you very much for your kind reception. The press reporter, they were asking me that we make distinction between man, woman, and black, white. We make distinction not in that way. We say that so long you are on the material platform, artificially, however you may try to keep everyone on the equal level, it will be failure. Just like the United Nations is trying to be united nationally, internationally, for the last more than 30 years, but they have not been able to do so. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is one verse, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Govi Hastini Sunite Cha Sapake Cha Pandita Samadarshini. Pandit means spiritually advanced. A person who is spiritually advanced, he sees on equal level a very learned man, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne, Brahman, the first class man, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne, Govi, an animal like cow, Hasti, animal like elephant, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gavi Hasa. Sunit means dog. Sapak means dog eater, chandal. All of them, they see equal. So what is that saying? If I invite one learned scholar and if I ask him, please sit down with the dog, will he be pleased? He'll feel insulted. But I see that within the dog there is spirit soul, and within the learned scholar there is spirit soul. Panditasa. Samadarshana means from different platform. On the material platform, if I say, oh, you may be a learned scholar, and you may think the dog is dog, but I see you are all equal. So it will be insult. So the fact is that we cannot disturb the equality, different position materially. At the same time, we have to understand what is the position spiritually. That is one. If we make distinction between man and woman, black and white, then how in our temple we are enjoying together? Because we are equal on the spiritual platform. We do not say that you are woman, you cannot become my disciple, or you are black, therefore you cannot become my disciple. No. We welcome everyone. So they may not misunderstand, just you can issue one statement that we say that if you want to see everyone equally, treat everyone equally, then you have to come to this spiritual platform, Krishna consciousness. Materially, it is not possible. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find different statement by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In one place, he says that Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gavyas. In another place, Krishna says, Strishu Dustashu Vasneya Varna Sankara Vibhavati. Strishu Dustashu. When woman becomes polluted, then there is unwanted population. So, if in one place it is stated that Pandita Samadarsana, man and woman, is equal, or Pandit or learned dog and Brahmin, in another place he says, Strishu Dustashu Varsneya. So, the fact is that in order to make progress towards the end of spiritual realization, that we must make distinction, but the aim should be one. If you artificially do not make distinction, that will not stay. Just like in your country, the black and white, they have got equal rights. But why they fight sometimes? Racial fight? Because it is on the material platform. So our point is that you come to the spiritual platform, then this equality will be possible. If you keep yourself on the material platform, then artificially you may say we are equal, but at last we shall fight. This is our problem. Therefore we request everyone that you come to the spiritual platform, then everything will be very nice. There will be no distinction, because Brahma-bhuta prasanna-atma. When one was spiritually realized, then he becomes happy. Brahma-bhuta prasanna-atma. Na suchati, na kankati. There is no more lamentation. There is no more hankering. Just like one man is trying to become another man's position. There is hankering. So in spiritual platform, there is no hankering, because you understand that spiritually we are one. So how that spiritually oneness can be made possible, that is Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to solve all problems by this one stroke, Krishna consciousness. Practically you can see, here, while you are chanting, dancing, the boy is dancing, the father is dancing, the black is dancing, the white is dancing, the young is dancing, the old is dancing. You can see practically, the woman is dancing, a man is dancing. So dancing, everyone, they are not artificially dancing like dog, but by spiritual ecstasy. That is the dancing platform. They are not dancing here for some monetary purpose. No. It is automatic. realizing God, in relationship with God, even it is not realized, it is realized, but even if you say that they are not realized, but that feeling, ecstasy, that we are all servant of Krishna, that is what. So, despite artificial distinction, just like a man's body and a female's body, woman's body, the bodily structure is different. How you can say they're equal? No. When you see the external structure of the body of man and woman, there is difference. But despite this difference, when the man and woman think in connection with Krishna, they're equal. That is what. Our proposition is that artificially you do not try to make equality. That will failure. It is already failure. Now how we can, just like I have seen in London, woman police. So woman police, so I was joking with her. If I capture your hand and snatch you, what you will do? You are policeman. You'll cry simply. So what is the use of your becoming policeman? Policeman requires bodily strength. If there is some hooligan, you can give him one slap or catch him. But what the woman will do? So we say that be practical. Artificial equality will not endure. We are equal undoubtedly because we are all spirit soul. Na jayate naam riyate eva kadachi dehin asmin jatha dehe kaumara jivunang jara tatha dehantarapta. Asmin dehe, within this body there is this spirit soul. That we have to understand first of all. And then if we cultivate on that platform of spirit soul, then we shall feel equal and there will be no disturbance. Everyone will be peaceful. That is what we are stressing, that point. That artificially, if we say that we are all equal, it will not act. But spiritually, when you understand equality, that will continue. And that will bring peace and happiness all over the human society. Thank you very much. If you have any question, distinction is already there that I explained to them. We are trying to go above the distinction. But when I say that distinction is already there, they misunderstand that I am making distinction. I am not making distinction. They are already there. Why a woman is differently dressed and a man is differently dressed? Why the structure of the body, woman, is different from the man? Why there is no equal right? I was yesterday talking that woman also become pregnant and man also become pregnant. A distinction is there by nature. But if you come to the spiritual platform, then we'll understand that I am not this body. These distinctions are on the body, the platform. I am a spirit soul. My function is how to serve God. Then it is equal. It is a clear thing, but because they do not understand that there is distinction between spirit and matter, they amalgamate, they have no brain, that spirit is different from matter, therefore they think that I am making distinction. No? So, we should understand the real position and then automatically there will be equality, there will be no misunderstanding. Yes?
The best way to deal with skepticism?
Skepticism, rascalism. We are not going to deal with rascalism. We are going to deal with sense. Skepticism, they do not believe in anything. Everything is false. They are so disappointed, they think everything is false. Hey, we are not going to deal with such men. What is the use? Is that not skepticism? What is that skepticism? So, why one should be disappointed? We say that if you come to the spiritual platform, you will be happy. We want to deliver him from the platform of disappointment. Sometimes, one being very disappointed, he commits suicide. But will anybody recommend that? That you are so disappointed, now you commit suicide. Nobody will do that. So similarly, the skepticism is disappointed. We say, why you are disappointed? You come to the spiritual platform and you'll be happy. That is our verse. So we are not going to accept his philosophy, skepticism, but we want to deliver him from this fallen condition. That is our mission. He is in false conception that disappointment. Why? Our Vedic literature says, ānandamaya bhyāsāt, the living entity, the spirit soul, by nature happy. There is no question of disappointment. You see Krishna's picture anywhere. How? They are happy. The gopis are happy. The cowherd boys are happy. Krishna is happy. Simply happiness. Where is disappointment? So you come to that platform, then you will be also happy. You come to Krishna, dance with Krishna, eat with Krishna. And that is information we are giving. Where is the question of disappointment? Come with Krishna. Krishna therefore comes personally to show how he is happy in Vrindavan. And he is inviting, come to me. Sarvadharmān parityajya mām ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. You just come to me, I shall give you all pleasure. But we are not going. So that is not Krishna's fault or Krishna's servant's fault. The one who will not come to that platform, that is his fault. We are canvassing everywhere. Come to Krishna consciousness and be happy. And see whether you are not. Otherwise, if they are not happy, how the man, woman, the boy, the child, the father, the mother, the black and white, everyone is dancing. Why? This is the platform of happiness. So we are inviting, come to this platform. Why you should remain disappointed? That is all. It is equally good for the skeptics, for the atheists, for the agnostics, for the theist, and for everyone. Is that all right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.